Think about the bones in your body for a second. If your skeleton is compromised, I mean, it doesn't matter how great you look on the outside, you are in serious trouble.
Yeah, you're completely structurally unsound.
Right. And your home's foundation is exactly the same. So welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're taking a really close look at a detailed breakdown by George Lumarge, who is the president of GoPro Restoration Inc., focusing on foundation repair in Ottawa.
Which is, an area with some pretty intense weather shifts.
Oh, absolutely. And our mission here today is straightforward. We want to equip you with the exact knowledge you need to spot hidden foundation issues before they turn into like full-blown structural disasters or just total financial nightmares.
And just like a hairline fracture in a bone, these foundation issues, they usually develop silently, long before they cause you any major pain.
So it's not always super obvious right away.
Exactly. Catching the early symptoms is key. We are not talking about giant gaping holes in your basement wall here. George points out that you need to be looking for really subtle clues.
Like what kind of clues?
Well, things like sudden mold growth, wet drywall, uneven floors, and especially basement leaks that are just, they're nowhere near your existing plumbing lines.
Okay, I want to push back on the panic factor just a bit here because older homes, well, they breathe, right? I mean, they aren't perfectly sealed, climate-controlled pods.
Sure,
So at what point does, normal basement dampness cross the line into an actual structural red flag?
I'd say the line gets crossed the moment that moisture is driven by external pressure. It isn't just about a puddle on the floor. It is about what that puddle actually represents.
Which is what?
Well, when the soil around your house gets saturated with rain or snow melt, it gets incredibly heavy. That trapped water creates something called hydrostatic pressure.
Hydrostatic pressure, that sounds intense.
It is. Basically, it is thousands of pounds of water weight physically pushing inward against your concrete walls until they literally snap.
Wow. Okay, that paints a terrifying picture. So if water creates all this hydrostatic pressure, it kind of makes me think about what happens when you add something solid growing into that exact same space.
Oh, you mean like tree roots?
Yeah, exactly. It makes me think of tree roots as like these slow motion wrecking balls. You don't see the swing, but they are just silently pushing against the concrete over years and years.
They absolutely are, and they are super opportunistic. When that hydrostatic pressure creates a microscopic hairline crack, the tree roots actually seek out the moisture inside it.
Wait, really? They actively go for the crack.
Yeah, they wedge themselves in, expand, and act just like a wedge splitting a log. So between the shifting soil, the water weight, and the root intrusion, it is just a constant, unseen mechanical assault on your home.
Man. Okay, so once those slow motion wrecking balls or that water pressure actually compromise the concrete, what does the timeline look like? I mean, how fast does this drain your wallet?
Well, the data from the forest shows two vastly different realities, and it really depends on when you act.
Okay, give me the best case scenario first.
If you catch a minor crack early, the repair might just take a week and cost like a few thousand dollars. That usually involves specialized epoxy injections to just seal the gap.
That's not too terrible, but what if you wait?
If you wait, the structural fixes can easily skyrocket into the tens of thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands. I mean, what exactly triggers a price jump that dramatic?
It comes down to the sheer mechanics of saving a sinking ship. At that stage, you aren't just patching a wall anymore, you are replacing the skeleton.
Oh, I see. So you have to dig it all up.
Exactly. That requires heavy machinery to physically excavate the earth around your entire house. You might even have to use hydraulic jacks to lift the structure.
Lifting the entire
Yeah,
house.
and installing steel pierced deep into the bedrock just to stabilize the sinking soil, plus rebuilding entire sections of the wall. So, the depth of the repair and site accessibility make the labor cost just exponential.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. Looking at the preventative measures George recommends, proper drainage, functional gutters, extending downspouts away from the house, it leads to this massive realization
It is.
that foundation maintenance isn't really about concrete at all. It's actually just water management in disguise. I feel like that should be the golden rule for any homeowner.
That's a great way to put it. Manage the water and you protect the foundation. By ensuring water is directed away from the house, you basically eliminate that hydrostatic pressure we talked about.
Right, taking away the fuel for the fire.
Exactly. You remove the catalyst for the soil shifting and the moisture that attracts those opportunistic roots. It is such a simple concept, yet it is the step most frequently overlooked until, well, the excavators show up in your yard.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Whether you are a current homeowner trying to protect your biggest investment, or a prospective buyer walking through an open house, knowing how to spot these early signs protects your family's safety and your savings.
Don't ignore the hidden fractures for sure.
Exactly. It really forces us to look at the bigger picture here. Mm. Our homes are these rigid concrete structures constantly battling dynamic living forces, you know? Shifting soil, freezing water, growing roots.
The constant battle out there.
It definitely makes you wonder if we are building these static, unyielding structures to battle against a living, breathing planet that is constantly in motion, are we perhaps relying on the wrong building materials entirely?
Mm. A rigid skeleton in a flexible world.
Right. Just something to chew on next time you're out cleaning those gutters.